Now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Geisler, G-E-A-S-L-E-R, November 30, 70. Addresses a letter to Mrs. Anne, A-N-N, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, CMU Health, 774-7590. Dear Mrs. Wiggins, a follow-up for Mr. Geisler, IgA nephropathy, renal failure, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit in February, no hospital admission, has gained few pounds from 195 to 207, eating well, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, minimal foaminess of the urine, no cloudiness of blood, minor edema, no claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph. Medication list review. I will highlight lisinopril, metoprolol, Norvasc. Next paragraph. Today blood pressure 118, 118 over 70, left sided. No respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, no carotid bruise, JBD, ascites, masses, tenderness, edema, focal deficit. He uses CPAP machine at night for sleep apnea. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine 1.7, which is maybe slowly progressive, has been between 1.5 and 1.7 for a GFR49 stage 3, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and no gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, IgA nephropathy, biopsy proving. Next number, secondary FSGS on the renal biopsy. Next number, proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range. Next number, CKD stage 3, question progression. At the same time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. Next number, sleep apnea on CPAP machine. Next number, hypertension, well controlled. Next number, bicuspid aortic valve, clinically not symptomatic. Next number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, not on anticoagulation. Next number, prior history of urethral restriction without recurrence. Come back in 6 months. End of dictation.